Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Drive to Survivor. I'm Pat Mayo. This is also thehammer.bet. You want more picks? You go over to thehammer.bet right after you consume this video and or podcast. Sub to the podcast, smash the like, sub to the channel. Robert Pezzulla and Cam Stewart are both on the line with me. Folks, we need to have a chat. We've lost 2 of 3 weeks in Survivor. This is not how Survivor works. We've been out twice. So in our triple rebuy league, Rob, what are we doing now?
I honestly have no idea. I think when we put our heads together, it actually becomes worse. Because every single week, there's been one of us who hates the play, but they haven't stood up for it enough to say that, you know, let's not do this and let's move on to something else. And we kind of just settle as a group. And it's never good when you, like, everyone's kind of got to be on board together. Especially when you do these group types of things. Cam knows, right? He's doing his, like, super contest picks or whatever. And it's frustrating when everyone can't get along and can't get agree. And that's when you have your worst week. So I think we got to be a little bit more real with each other as we work through these games.
So, Cam, you're the one who has the ultimate decision on all of this. Where are you thinking?
Really?
For Survivor?
I don't know why you guys gave me the power. Contract?
Well, Cam, the whole premise of the show is Rob and I try to convince you of a pick, and then you make the pick.
Oh, God, we haven't been doing so far. The concept hasn't been working. What are we doing here? I like Green Bay's too easy. Let's take a little bit of a shot here. Let's do something different. What do you think? I don't trust the Eagles.
I was going to say I can already envision the problems we're going to have this week.
Because, I like the Bengals.
Oh, God.
You like the Bengals on Thursday night? Bad shelf life for this show.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. We got to extend.
Well, either way, I mean, listen, I think Pat likes Miami on the spread. I'm not super confident about using since it, like, of all the teams we could pick against for Survivor,
the course of week, you guys work it out.
Well, what do you think? I mean, if Green Bay is available, I feel like you got to take Green Bay, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, here's the thing.
The thing is, we can't knock anybody. Oh, actually, we've been knocked out twice. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, for self-preservation, like, we probably have to take Green Bay because they're most likely to win. And I don't know that we could come and even have a show next week.
Can you give me your opinion, though? 4 weeks. Tell me who you like out of these games.
I would personally take the Eagles out of these games.
Really?
I think there's a legitimate chance that Jacksonville still stinks.
No way! Okay. Are you serious?
Hear me out.
I will hear you. You know what? I will hear you out. I just think Jacksonville's a lot better, but continue.
They might be. There's a wide range on Jacksonville, but they lost to the Commander. They lost to Washington, okay, week one. Week two, they played the Colts without two of their top three receivers. Colts, for some reason, can never win in Jacksonville. They can't win in Jacksonville. And then last week, they catch the Chargers probably at the lowest point they're going to be all season. They don't even know if their starting quarterback's going to play. He's getting rib injections and stuff like that. Bunch of injuries all around. Every single significant player that could have got hurt for the Chargers in that game got hurt. So I don't think we know anything about Jacksonville yet. I think we know that the Eagles are very good.
Agreed. I agree with all your comments.
But it comes down to, listen, we're literally trying to survive this week.
Oh, right? Then Green Bay.
That's the thing, right?
Keep things simple. Let's keep it simple. And if Green Bay loses, I think we should gas this segment and do something new. a cooking show, something, or you guys are smart. We'll come up with something, because if we're out 3 or 4 Survivor weeks, we probably should be quitting.
Well, the thing is, if we're out 3 or 4 Survivor weeks, it still has a lot of value to the audience, because they know which pick to fade every week, right? They don't pick it as their Survivor. So
no, it's a good point. You want to be a capper, you either want to be really good or really bad. Being in the middle sucks.
Yeah, like if you're going to start your own OnlyFans and give out picks, You don't want to go 5-5 on your picks, right? You either want to go 1-9 or 9-1.
I would.
So you're telling me there's naked women who are doing this for guys, naked guys for women? Like, what's the deal? Like, you're telling me, like, everyone's getting naked and giving picks. Is this what it is?
There's a lot of thirsty people out there. I don't know that the picks actually matter. I think it's the thirst for the nudity.
Why don't you just go watch, like, get a heck, watch porno? Like, you can't you separate your, if you've got a porn addiction from football picks? Like,
don't have to blend. I mean, Cam, as a man of multiple addictions, myself, you, I don't know about Pizzola, like, if you can combine them into one, that's great value.
Yeah, you're right, Pat. It's kind of like we should be able to get all our liquor and things in one store instead of shopping around. Oh, I got to get liquor here. Got to get beer here. Right. Yeah, no, I agree. Make it easier. One-stop shop.
Now, I don't consume any OnlyFans content. I would not be ashamed if I did, but I don't. But I believe that it's also more like personable, right? It's like, you know, if you watch porn, you're just watching the same thing. Like, but with OnlyFans, it's like a little bit more geared towards
I disagree. Cosplay has like WKRP in Cincinnati, where Herb Tarlick's like, you know, he's getting in there ding, 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 ding with Bailey Quarters and stuff like that. Like, they have like scenes of like shows and they're doing stuff. I find like they actually have plots and it's comedy.
Okay. You're watching the porns for the comedy? Is that what you're saying to me? I'm not trying to.
I'm a big fan of like those parodies.
You have parody porn? Like, that's your jam. Yes.
Big Sausage Pizza is Cam's favorite for sure.
No, I just say I like when people get dressed up and we have a good time.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, I said too much and I don't want to say any more. Patrick, can you please edit out all this stuff? Because my girlfriend watches these things. I really screwed up here. But anyway, yeah, I'm just saying I don't want the regular, hey, man, how you doing? Oh, here comes the gardener, oh, pool boy. No, I like storyline. It makes it kind of fun. I like some laughs, you know, along the way.
So basically, Cam is Jack Horner at the end of the 70s and Boogie Nights before it switches over to video in the 80s.
You got it, Pontiac.
Yep. There we are. Green Bay Packers, the survivor pick on Drive to Survivor. Prayers to all Packers fans with the way these picks have been going so far. Cam Stewart, Rob Pizzola, Pat Mayo, we will return with Drive to Survivor next week. Hopefully, we can actually end up hitting a winner. In the meantime, everyone should smash a like, sub to the channel, and head on over to thehammer.bet for all your sports betting needs.